And I'd like to just talk a little bit more about light and how our bodies are affected by an increase in light in the spring. It's a very powerful force in our bodies that we don't often think about. Of course, most of us will be adjusting our clocks tonight to spring forward, so to speak, and to take advantage of more light during the day as spring comes to signal nature to begin its own new fertility phase. And there's an old quote, in spring, all eyes turn to love. And we all know that birds, animals, and plants are very sensitive to changes in light in our environment. And that's when a lot of mating seasons happen with the animals. And of course, plants are starting to blossom. But did you know that humans are also very sensitive to these changes? Our own pineal gland has photoreceptors, which influence our hormones and melatonin production based on the amount of light that we're exposed to. The primary function of the pineal gland is to produce melatonin. And of course, we all know melatonin as sort of a sleep remedy, sleep hormone, but it has various functions in the central nervous system, the most important of which is to help modulate sleep patterns. Melatonin production is stimulated by darkness and inhibited by light. So they found that polar animals, such as walruses and some seals, possess unusually large pineal glands. In other words, they're producing extra melatonin because they live in dark environments for much of the year. And in humans, we have light-sensitive nerve cells in the retina of our eyes, which detect light and send this signal to our brain, something called the suprachiasmatic nucleus. And the nerve fibers then relay this daylight information from this area to the paraventricular nuclei and then to the spinal cord, which influence our sympathetic nervous system. And all this is happening from our different exposure to light. So we can see how important light is. Studies in rodents have suggested that the pineal gland influence the pituitary gland secretion of the sex hormones FSH, or follicle stimulating hormone, and also luteinizing hormone. And they did a study, fascinating study, where they removed the pineal gland in rodents, and they found that there was an increase in the concentration of FSH and LH to stimulate fertility and stimulate estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone production. So really fascinating work. This is all happening in us, too, because it's happening in all other mammals as well. So we just don't often hear about this stuff. And as a naturopathic physician, a lot of us learned early on that we can influence a woman's menstrual cycle just by using a nightlight at home. For women coming in with irregular menstrual cycles, we can sometimes use a nightlight in the bedroom to influence the this whole pineal cycle, which can either stimulate or suppress the FSH and LH. So I've seen this work over and over again, and it's really easy and fun to watch. A lot of women are just really amazed by this whole process. And a little bit more about the pineal gland. Typically, the pineal gland sort of atrophies fairly early in life. There's a calcification process, and that's been observed in children as young as 2 years old. So it'd be nice to keep our pineals healthy. Calcification rates vary widely by country, and I think there's more calcification as you get closer to the equator, and of course there's more activity as you go further north. Calcification also occurs with increasing age, and the estimate is about 40% of Americans have a total calcification by age 17. So hard to keep that going. It seems that the internal secretions of the pineal gland inhibit the development of the reproductive glands, because there are some cases where a pineal gland is severely damaged in children. And what happens is they have accelerated development of the sexual organs and also the skeletal bones. So very fascinating work here. And if I haven't bored you yet, some studies show that the degree of pineal gland calcification is significantly higher in patients with Alzheimer's disease. So that's been a recent theory about actually what is behind the cause of Alzheimer's disease. So fascinating work.